Come in.
Hello, Ianto.
Yvonne.
It's raining.
Yes. What do you want?
Can I come in? Ianto, please, it's all gone wrong. I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore. I've been set up.
Yes, but that's what you would say.
Yes, because it's the truth.
You're head of Torchwood. Truth isn't really part of the job description. Well, you were head of Torchwood.
Ianto, please. I have nowhere else to go.
Really?
Ianto, please. The state of my hair alone should inspire pity. And that's before we consider the plight of my shoes.
People have died.
I know. I do know that. Please, Ianto, it's freezing.
It's really late for coffee.
Well, I wish insomnia was our worst problem. I really do. Thanks.
Sorry about the mess.
No, it's very, characterful. I like it.
Don't you think we've had enough lies, Yvonne?
Ianto, listen. What happened...
was unspeakable.
Yes. But it wasn't my fault. Are you going to turn me in?
I just let you into my flat, didn't I?
Does that mean no?
Haven't decided. Do you really have nowhere else to go?
I've not got many friends. I've always been dedicated to my work.
Yes, killing people can really put a dent in your social life.
It's a mistake, Ianto. It's a mistake, and I'm going to prove it. But I just need one night to get myself together.
One night?
Yes.
And then you'll be out of my hair.
I won't trouble you again.
You're on the sofa. I'll get you a duvet.
Is that a Star Wars duvet?
Take it or leave it. One night.
Aye, aye. Keep stretching. Let the dog see the rabbits.
Who, or that should be what, the hell are you?
Well, I think that's a question I get to ask you. I live here, after all. So, who the hell are you?
I'm a friend of Ianto's.
You're full of surprises, that lad. I'm his flatmate, Soren.
Soren?
Morning.
Are you wearing a tracksuit?
I know. I'm not happy about it either. It's an away day.
Away what?
Team building and bonding in the fresh air. Away day.
Sounds ghastly. Why didn't I know about this? How long have away days been going on?
This one's been in the diary for weeks. Yvonne, you have to go in. Face up to what's happened. If you won't tell Rachel, I will.
No, I don't think so. Something's up and I'm going to figure out what. I don't take well to being messed around.
That would have sounded better if you hadn't been holding a Wookiee pillow.
Nobody asked you, coffee boy. How much do you tell him about your job anyway?
Too much. There's only so many stories about chartered accountancy a man can take.
Oh, very good. Well, he doesn't look like a chartered accountant today, does he? More like a walking advert for nylon.
Yvonne, this is serious.
Coffee? Looks like you two had a late night.
You have no idea. I take mine black, like my sense of humour.
Yvonne, you have to go.
Be a gent, yes? Pass this to your friend.
Haven't you got work to get to, Yvonne?
Thank you. Delicious. Yes, perhaps I should be making a move.
Me too.
And me. We got this new girl at the office, swaps all my metric pipes for Imperial. I swear she's got it in for me.
I know exactly what you mean. Well, I best be off. Thanks for everything, Ianto.
Just go and explain yourself to Rachel, and I'm sure everything will be okay. Get it sorted out. I'm sure they'll just let you leave quietly. Accidents happen.
That was no accident.
I'll see myself out. Bye, Soren.
Ta-ta.
Be careful, Yanto.
You too, Yvonne. You too.
Hi. Sorry. Excuse me.
Oh, Yanto, over here.
Pippa, Dave.
Hi.
Take a pew.
I don't know anyone on here except you guys.
So nice to feel wanted. Right. Horoscopes.
Oh, please, Pippa. How seriously can you work for an organization based on the real influence coming from the stars and still read those things?
Typical Leo. Now, let me see.
How did you know I was a Leo?
She got you there.
That's not the point. Those things are nonsense.
Many opportunities will present themselves today.
Specific.
Spot on.
Make sure to try your very best.
Oh, definitive.
How could I ever have doubted your faith in astrology?
Oh, my, my, aren't we the snitty ones this morning? The stars predicted that, of course. See my one? Look out for challenges ahead.
I give up. How are you, Dave?
Here, Yanto, mate. What do you think of all that business with Yvonne?
Well,
as head of HR, can I remind you that we don't talk about matters like that? There's an ongoing investigation, and it won't be helped by gossip.
Sure.
Anyone fancy a fried egg sandwich?
Oh, so that's what the smell was. Bit early for me, I'm afraid. Besides, I'm getting bus sick.
Oh, when is it ever too early for a delicious, cold, oozing egg sandwich?
I'm just going to stare out of the window for a bit. Focus on a static line on the horizon.
Team building, bonding exercises. You know, Yvonne would have loved this.
Oh, wouldn't she just? Mind you, I don't think any of us ever really knew her. Kept herself to herself. Classic Sagittarius.
Ma'am?
Yes, hello. I'm here to see Lord Jacobin.
Is he expecting you?
Generally, yes. In this specific instance, no.
I'm sorry?
No.
Photo ID, please.
Not my best angle. I really don't suit a ponytail. Mind you, who does? Oh, present company accepted, of course. In fact, I bet your ponytail goes down a treat here in the House of Lords. They love the Gigi's, don't they? Ascot, Gymkhana's, trooping the colour.
I'm sorry, Ms. Hartman. I'm afraid your ID isn't valid here.
Just let Jim know I'm here, there's a dear.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You're on the flag list.
Don't be ridiculous. Look, I'll just pop in and see Jim while you run a check. Same old entry code, is it? I name that tune in. Oh.
Wait, you can't go through there. I'm calling security.
You should definitely do that. Back in a tick.
Yvonne, what on earth I wasn't expecting you.
Lord Jacobin, Jim, forgive the surprise visit. Things are a bit complicated at the moment, so I couldn't call to make an appointment. Anyway, how's the regime change suiting you? You are aware there's been one, aren't you?
Not the foggiest. I found the best way to deal with contemporary politics is to do one's best not to keep abreast of the news. Keep one's head down, what? This too shall pass, as the Persians used to say. Or was it the Phoenicians?
Whoever said it, I salute their far-sighted optimism. I assume you're only blocking out the mainstream news?
Of course. Gossip's the only hard currency around here.
So, you're still sitting on Cobra?
Might be. Snifter?
It's 9:30 in the morning.
In London, maybe. Oh, don't be so parochial. You and I are citizens of the world. Here.
Thank you. Oh, gosh, that's surprisingly good. So, things are a little topsy-turvy over in Canary Wharf.
Are they now?
You know they are. What have you heard? Anything that might help me?
Well, now, the information might be rather above your pay grade.
There isn't anything above my pay grade.
People always think that. Tell me, have you heard of Planet Triple X?
9.2 light years away, mostly H2O, bipeds, intelligent, nitrous oxide atmosphere.
I always said you handled a brief like a man.
I wish I'd handled the name. How lazy can you get? Planet Triple X.
Yes, quite the Friday afternooner. Well, there's been chatter.
What sort of chatter? We've made contact with them before, haven't we?
Yes, a decade or so ago. Didn't end well, as far as I recall. Ex Libris would know a spot more, of course.
Ah, of course.
Anyway, it appears something's up. Something is on the move. Dark stirrings in the universe, my dear.
People? Weapons?
That's all I know, I'm afraid. This isn't like you, Yvonne. Sneaking around. You've always met your enemies head on. When you haven't been stabbing them in the back, of course. You look like you've barely slept. How bad is it at Torchwood?
Oh, got to go.
I must say, security's getting badly slow these days.
Aren't they just? Cutbacks, probably. How do you open this panel again?
Third rows to the left. Bonjour, Lancaster, York. Ta-da!
Ta-da, indeed. Oh, I do so love this old building. I'll leave you to give my regards to the Roundheads.
Oh, Yvonne, if I were 30 years
younger. You'd probably be after my job, too. Thanks, Jim. You're one of the good guys.
Look after yourself, young lady. Sergeant at Arms, gentlemen, good morning.
We're looking for Yvonne Hartman.
Can't help you there, I'm afraid. Snifter?
Excuse me. Any chance?
Thank you.
Coming through.
Watch out.
Three kisses.
You what? Oh, is that you, Yvonne? Everyone's worried about you, you know. Your delicate state of mind. Mental health in the workplace is a real concern. I don't think we're at kisses, though, are we?
How are you finding your new job?
Oh, I take my responsibilities very seriously. And that includes coping with the legacy left by my predecessor. Perhaps we should meet up. Talk it through. Perhaps a girly lunch. I do so love those. I'll let you pick the croutons out of the salad, then nick my chips. It'd be such fun.
I assume you're tracing this call.
Oh, Yvonne. I do realise your sense of guilt about what happened is overwhelming, but paranoia? Don't you think you should deal with it? Perhaps together we could devise a means for you to cope with the consequences of what you've done.
Ah, click, clickety click. Save the resources, Rachel. You know exactly where I am. Good luck with finding me in this haystack. And you know what those kisses are. You know fine well.
Oh, you're right. I do.
Kieran! Oh, how are you? You know, there was no need to come in today. None at all.
What was I meant to do? Sit at home? Sit at home and think about him? Look at the poxy gig tickets we have for tonight.
Oh, of course. Oh, you're so brave. Kieran, I promise we will make this right.
I'm ready.
You sure?
I said I'm ready.
I was thinking Protocol 4.
On Hartman?
Of course. Can't have her running round the street. And, well, your loss is our loss, Kieran.
Listen, boss,
Rachel, please.
Rachel, if it's a Protocol 4, maybe you should assign someone else. It's just, I miss him. I miss him so much.
Then let's fix it, for all our sakes.
When I see that woman again, I don't know if I'll be able to control myself.
That's absolutely fine.
And this afternoon's weather for London.
In your cabinet library, please.
Oh, very fancy. You want me to turn the radio down?
Thanks.
Location tracking in progress. Honestly, as if I wouldn't have built an override into my own phone. M-I-N-S-K. That should keep them guessing. For how long? Oh, I suppose I'll just have to keep moving.
Lovely day, isn't it?
Isn't it just? You know what? I think I might just walk the rest of the way. There's 20 quid for you if you pull over right now.
Huh. Wish all my rides were like you. As the actress said to
Goodbye.
Sneaked off.
And news is coming in of a sudden death in the House of Lords. More details to come.
Are we nearly there yet?
I hope it's somewhere nice. I've always wanted to go to the Lost Gardens of Heligan.
Ooh, yes, I can take cuttings.
You can't steal from a National Trust garden.
It's privately owned. Besides, who's going to stop me? We kill aliens.
Pippa, there's a time and a place.
I don't know what you two are dreaming about. I reckon we're here. And if there are any gardens around this place, then they're more lost than Blackbeard's treasure.
It is a bit quarry-ish, I grant you.
Definitely a bit more quarry-ish than I'd hoped for.
Welcome to the New Cavendish Library. Good afternoon. Sorry, morning. How can I help you?
Hello. Oh, you're new, aren't you? Welcome.
Yeah, hi.
Here's my card.
That's not a New Cavendish Library card?
I think you'll find it's an Ex Libris.
A what?
Hold it up to the light. You'll see the hologram. It's like a golden ticket, but for classified documents. Even better than entry to a chocolate factory.
A what?
A hopelessly ambitious literary reference. Look, is Meddy here? He knows.
It's not going through our system.
And I thought I had bad luck with interns. Systems, eh? Who needs them? You and I, we're individuals. So how about we team up and give the system a jolly good kicking?
What?
Miss Hartman!
Ah, Meddy. I see you're having cutbacks too. So good to see you. Listen, there's a glitch in the system. I'm in a bit of a rush, so can you take me down to Ex Libris?
Of course. Follow me.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ziggy, your team leader.
Did he just say Ziggy?
Mike, you're in a position to judge someone's first name.
Now, it's great to see you all here at the Torchwood Away Day. And I know we're going to work hard, work together, learn new team-building skills, and have a brilliant time.
Hooray.
Oh, come on, Ianto. We're outside. Nature. Enjoy the clouds and the sky and the...
Just think of it as a day off the office, the way work's been lately.
That might do it, actually.
Let's all introduce ourselves and tell one wacky fact about ourselves. My name's Ziggy. I give 110% to everything, and my wacky fact is, I once adopted a bush baby. At a zoo, of course. You can't keep one at home. You next.
My name's Ianto Jones, and my wacky fact is... Pippa, can you take over?
How about you adopted a pair of boobies?
Blue-footed or NASCAR?
Come on, guys. Let's get those energy levels up, because today is going to challenge you. Really test your limits. We've got a technical challenge coming up, and you want to be pumped for it. And you are?
Oh, David Underwood. And my wacky fact is that I don't wear clothes at the weekend. Oh, and my middle name is Nansel. And I'm frightened of olives.
I've underestimated you, Dave.
Welcome to the New Cavendish Library. Good morning. Sorry, afternoon. Sorry, morning. How can I help you?
I'm looking for Yvonne Hartman.
Who?
Here. She looks like this. Has she been in here?
Who? Her?
The only person in that photograph? Yes, her. Curly hair. Enunciates.
Don't know. Oh, wait.
would she have said something about extra libras?
The top secret card you're not meant to ever mention to strangers. Well done. Quick, quick. Home security services or a clown circus doesn't seem to matter to you.
Oh, I've locked it.
Oh.
Hang on. I'll get the other button.
Thanks.
Ah, yes. Good to be back. I like what you've done with the place.
You can't do much. It's so damp. Condensation. Oh, you're messing with me.
I can never quite work out where we are under here.
St. Pancras. The tunnel links us up with the British Library.
Of course. Your respectable sister establishment. Let's lock the door, shall we?
Expecting trouble.
Always. Oh, look at that old poster. Underground but overheard. Careless talk costs lives.
They closed this station after the war. Or rather, some of us who needed it rather more than the commuters did, annexed it. We can send books underground rather than hoof them about.
Quite. There's nothing hackable about a load of old papers, maps and files. Speaking of which, I need the star map and any associated files for Planet Triple X. Indigenous life forms, atmospherics, societal determiners, etc. What have you got?
Planet Triple X? That's a blast from the best. Hang on, I think I have the file is. I could have sworn it was. Oh! Huh. Well, what do you know? It's an ill wind and so on. Here it is. Strange-looking beasts, aren't they?
I've seen stranger. They don't look too threatening.
Not too much to go on, I'm afraid. Bilateral, non-pigmented exodermis. Affinitive tribal society. Hydraulic substructure, fond of feuding. Arms dealers, occasional mercenaries, with a predilection for unusual weapons.
What do you mean by unusual?
They do all the fighting with these pyramid devices. See here. Arm attachments. They make one hell of a noise, and you don't want to be near one when it goes off.
And they're aggressive?
If provoked. Of course, what they consider to be provocative is up to them.
Why?
If anyone knew that, Miss Hartman, we probably wouldn't need your organization.
Thank you for this. A pyramid weapon. Interesting.
So, come on, everyone. You all have 2 minutes to assemble the tetrahedral device and get back to camp. Rachel's rooting for you all. First one back gets lunch. Last one back has to stand outside watching the other teams eat lunch. Bit of an incentive for you there. Woo, woo, woo! Yeah! Let's do this, guys!
This is fun. What even is this thing?
Something from stores, I should think. There's loads of junk down there. Yvonne would have loved this. Oh, sorry. I just don't get it.
Hey, didn't you say we shouldn't talk about her?
Oh, yes, of course. Absolutely. She just always seems so passionate about Torchwood.
Yeah, now we all know why.
What the heck is this tube meant to be?
I don't think it's meant to be anything. It's just a puzzle, isn't it? Like the Krypton Factor.
Yeah, if the Krypton Factor built weapons...
Ooh, they should. You reckon this is a weapon? Surely not.
I think... Here, slot this in.
Yeah.
Give me that. The metallic rubber thingy.
You're not really technically minded, are you?
Watch this.
I've tried that before. It doesn't fit together.
That's because you didn't...
Did you just turn that inside out?
Yes. Oh.
God, that'll sort things out. Looks a right nasty piece of kit. Excellent. Lunch.
Oh, my God.
That worked slightly better than I expected.
Or slightly worse.
I think we're going to have to postpone lunch.
So, the people of Planet Triple X are a potentially aggressive race, and now they're, what did Jim say? They're on the move, but on their own account are as hired mercenaries. Maybe they're being drawn into someone else's war. Meanwhile, down here on Earth, some jumped-up little tyke is after my job. Is it a coincidence or not?
Yvonne! Yvonne! Just come out! This is a lovely old door. I'd hate to kick it down.
Double R.
Who is it?
Colleague, Kieran. Poor boy. He must be in agony, and agony makes people do terrible things.
Are you in some sort of trouble, ma'am?
The worst.
Get out here, Yvonne!
That man out there, his lover died horribly, and he thinks I killed him.
Did you?
Do you really have to ask that, Meddy?
You're Torchwood, ma'am. Of course I have to ask.
Quite right, but no, I had nothing to do with it. Someone is out to destroy me. They've already got my job, and now, unless I'm very much mistaken, they've just sent a man tortured by grief to accidentally on purpose take my life. I'm trying to figure out why. I've got no influence. I'm running out of friends. Meddy, I'm scared.
And Planet Triplex is involved?
I think so.
They're dangerous.
They are.
I'm coming in, Yvonne! You can't stop me!
Meddy.
What do you want me to do, ma'am?
Open the door.
Yvonne!
Would you care to come in, Mr. Kieran, sir?
Stand back and don't try anything. That woman is on the run, and I'm taking her in.
Kieran, I know you're hurting, but I promise you, you're wrong.
Wrong? Jesus, Yvonne. Do you know what it feels like to lose someone you love? To watch them fall right in front of you?
That's why we all need to work out what went wrong. Together, stop it happening again.
I saw what went wrong. I was there, remember? You caused it, and I'm here to make sure you never happen again.
I know what you think you saw, but I promise you, Kieran, I didn't set it out. Why would I? I like Dean.
Everybody liked Dean.
Look, let's just think this through. If everybody liked Dean, maybe it was just a case of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Maybe he got in the wrong person's way. Maybe his death was useful to someone.
Don't try and turn this away from you.
But who really stood to gain from his death? Certainly not me. I was already top dog. Maybe another more ambitious dog or bitch found his death convenient.
Rachel? No, she wouldn't.
Well, people do a lot of things.
To get a job.
Torchwood is more than just a job, Kieran. My Torchwood.
Your Torchwood. Your precious bloody Torchwood. That's all you ever think about, isn't it? Your status and your job. You're all as bad as each other. There is a crease in my bed, Yvonne. There's a pillow with the shape of his head still impressed in it. And the second I turn that pillow over, Yvonne, the second I do, then everything is gone. He is gone. It's all gone. But you'll never understand that, will you? Torchwood's your lover. Queen, country, empire. It's just a bloody job.
It's more than just a job, Kieran. I die for Torchwood.
Thanks for reminding me.
Run, Yvonne! Run! That bookcase won't pin him down for long.
But...
I'll kill you, Yvonne!
Run!
I owe you. Open the gates! Quickly!
Oh, it's you!
Yes, it's me. The gates, please!
Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, not again. Sorry, it's my first day.
Oh, I never would have guessed. You're doing splendidly.
Do you think? Only, I wasn't sure whether to take this job. Oops. Bear with me.
No, no hurry. I absolutely believe you can do it.
Stop her! Stop that woman!
That's that other man. He wasn't as nice as you. Called me a clown or something. There we go.
Well done. Well done.
Want me to delay him? I could pretend to be incompetent.
I'm sure you'll be incredibly convincing. Mustache. And thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Open the gate.
Oops. So sorry, sir.
You are kidding me.
He's over here. Oh, he's bleeding. I thought today was about team building and fun, not explosions and blood.
I'm so sorry. So sorry. Where's the hood?
Something hit me.
Oh, I've got some rescue remedy somewhere.
But this man needs more than magic water.
Arnica?
I think Dave has some actual real medicine.
It's my arm.
Let me take a look.
Here's the first aid kit. What is it, shrapnel? That thing packed a hell of a punch.
I didn't know it was a weapon. We didn't get ours together.
Here. Dave, can you bandage him up?
Yeah.
Maybe just as well, Yvonne, isn't you? Should have us filling in safety certificates. Oh, what now? Hello,
Is now a good time?
Rachel, a bit awkward, to be honest.
I won't keep you long. How's everything going?
With a bang. The things you've got us testing, well, they seem to be quite powerful weapons. Did you know what they were?
Is that so? Interesting. I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Is Yvonne?
I'm afraid so. Listen, Lord Jacobin, one of our best contacts in the House of Lords, has worked informally for us for years, knows Cobra like the back of his hand, nothing gets past him, one of Torchwood's best assets. Well, he's just been found dead in the house. Murdered. And look at the picture I'm sending to the whole of Torchwood.
Oh my God. That's Yvonne.
On CCTV. At the House of Lords. 2 hours ago.
Oh God.
She's gone rogue. Now you were her PA. You handle the diary. Do you have the faintest idea where she might be hiding? And please, no misplaced loyalty. She's killing people, Yanto.
She stayed with me last night.
She what?
It was just one night on my sofa.
I think you're lucky to be alive right now. What were you thinking?
I felt sorry for her.
You could have been killed.
She didn't seem...
She didn't seem what, Yanto? Because it turns out we'd pegged her wrong right from the start, didn't we?
I suppose so.
If she tries to contact you in any way, Yanto, you get onto me immediately. Do you hear? Immediately. Lives are at stake.
I will. Sorry.
Apology accepted. But get back in the field, Yanto. We're going to need well-trained men more than ever now.
The field? What is going on here?
Oh my God, look at that crater! What the hell are these things? Did you tell Rachel things were falling apart?
I didn't really get a chance to. She seemed very keen that we carry on. Listen, there's something you should know about.
This is turning into a battlefield!
I know! That's what Rachel said.
Come on, you guys! I don't see much weaponry assembly going on. This is a combat situation! Go, go, go!
Ah, not again! Hello.
Oh, Yanto. Listen to me. Things are bad. Now, Rachel's tailing me. She sent Kieran
up... Jacobin.
What about him?
You're telling me you don't know.
What are you talking about?
Yes, very good. Why did you kill him, Yvonne?
What? I didn't. Oh, my God. Jim's dead. Oh, Kieran must have killed him. She's drenched him in blood. The woman's a psychopath. You must see, Yanto. There's nothing she wouldn't do. What the hell was that?
Away day fun. Now, speaking of psychopaths, you need to turn yourself over to Rachel. She's worried about you.
You've spoken to her then? Oh, you didn't tell her I was with you last night, did you? Oh, Yanto, you didn't. She's coming after me, and she's killing everyone I come into contact with.
I'm still very much alive.
Oh, she still needs you. But how much do you think she's going to care about your flatmate?
Soren? If you lay a finger on him, Yvonne, I...
Change of plan. Canning Town. Fast. Fast as you can. I'll pay for any speeding tickets.
Yeah, all right. I'm coming.
Who are you then?
Someone who needs you out of the way.
Oi! Who do you think you are?
Where is she?
Who?
Oh, great, an imbecile. Oh! Don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, that pushbird Yanto brought her. Oh, God, are you the husband?
Look, mate, tell me where she is. It'll be better for you if you tell me, believe me.
Well, you seem pretty free with those fists. Have you been knocking her about?
No. Well, not yet. But when I find her,
Soren,
I'll...
Soren, get away! Get away! Move! He'll...
Yvonne...
Soren, go inside, please. Shut and bolt the door. There's a good chap.
I can't leave a damsel in distress. Your man here's a psycho.
Whilst I appreciate your gallantry, please let me handle this. Kieran and I, we need to discuss a work matter.
What kind of accountant are you?
I'm bringing you in for what you did, Yvonne.
What I did?
What did you do to Jim?
That old man. Someone else who died whilst you got off scot-free. Well, not anymore.
Whoa, died?
Listen, Kieran, Rachel is...
No, I won't listen. You talk and you talk and you talk and you try and confuse everything. Dean is dead and you have a Protocol 4 slapped on your head and that's the end of it.
Ow!
Get your hands off her!
Soren, get inside for God's sake. He's a highly trained killing machine.
Oh, yeah?
Is that all you have? My turn, I think.
Leave him, Kieran. Leave him alone. Get off him.
I love him.
Soren didn't kill him. Stop it. Stop it. Kieran, what the hell do you think you're doing?
Yvonne, get in the car.
This can still be sorted.
No, it can't. I had to tell his mum and dad.
Rachel made you do that. That's not protocol.
I made myself do it.
Oh, Kieran, we can sort this out, please.
He was their only child.
I know. It nearly put me off hiring him.
But not enough, right? Not enough. Your bloody carelessness, your overconfidence, your bloody double-dealing. You did this. You did this. And now you are coming back to Torchwood to face up to what you've done. And I don't care what Rachel wants to do with you.
Can I check Soren's all right?
No.
Yvonne!
Do you want me to drive?
In the back.
Can I just make a phone call? I'm owed a phone call, aren't I? Condemned man and all that.
No.
It's all right. It won't take a minute.
I said no. Put it away.
Okay. I'll just turn it off.
What have you done?
Locked us in. Simple override. Shouldn't have taken a company car. So now we can talk. Unless you're going to shoot me.
You really think that's going to stop me?
And there's the anti-theft device. Loud, isn't it?
Turn it off, or I'll shoot.
Sorry, I can't hear you over the din.
Turn it off! That was your only warning shot.
And an unwise one, too. I imagine one of the neighbours is phoning the police as we speak.
I've had enough of this. We're leaving.
Immobiliser, I expect. You really shouldn't have broken that window.
Christ!
Ah, and here comes the police. I expect they'll have guns. Shots fired in vicinity of Torchwood employees' home. Armed response team dispatched. Shoot to kill.
They'll shoot you first. Rachel's got a warrant out for you.
You're the one clutching the firearm with an unconscious man bleeding on the pavement.
Magazine ejected. Firearm neutralised. Happy now?
Oh, that's better. Oh, seems the police siren wasn't for us after all.
I'm still bringing you in.
Of course you are. But we're talking first. Tell me, have you ever heard of Planet Triple X?
Got him.
Soren, what the hell did you just do?
Knocked him out with a hanging basket. Pansies, I think. Or maybe geraniums.
The species is immaterial. I was about to talk him round.
You can thank me later.
Oh, God. I need to move. As soon as Kieran doesn't call in, they'll send someone else. Someone worse.
There's worse?
Oh, yes. I'm going to need another vehicle. Do you have one?
Well, just a van.
I'm commandeering it in the name of Her Majesty's government.
You what?
I'd also advise you to skip town for a couple of days. Other people will come. People as good as Kieran here. Only less humane. I know. I trained them.
You trained people like him? What are you? A spy master?
You know the expression, I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you.
Yeah, all right. Forget I asked.
Van keys, please. And I'll be needing this.
You're pretty handy with that gun.
I'm a professional. Keys.
Look, is this going to be bad?
Yep.
Will I be safe here?
Nope. And before you ask, no, you will not be safe with me either.
Yeah, but at least we'll have the gun. Come on, love. Looks like we're leaving town together. The dream machine's round the back. Well, What do you think?
Fat Pat Plumbing Perfection. Is this you? You're not fat or called Pat.
Perfect sod in plumbing, though. Come on, get in.
Oh, good. Someone can scoop Kieran up. Where the hell did the Anto get to? Did he tell you what time he'd be home?
Oh, yes, when I was cutting the crust off his sandwiches and making him a nice flask of cocoa. Of course he didn't. Now hop up and shut the door.
The speed of this whole thing. She must have been planning it for months. God, I've been such a fool.
Totally. Now, where do you want me to drive to?
Try the ring road till I manage to establish contact with that flatmate of yours.
Hey, you guys! You're going great. Now you've managed to build your weapons, we're going to divide you into two teams. Let's make sure the safeties are on, shall we? And we're going to pretend to have a war. Fun, hey? Just imagine. It's cold, and you're feeling alone and strange.
How would anyone imagine that, Zig?
In a strange place, I mean. In the cold light of an alien world. The attackers are advancing on you. You guys, Team A. You, Team B.
Does the B stand for bus?
I don't like this. I really don't like this.
Don't worry, Pips. They couldn't put us in real danger.
What on earth would make you think that?
You've got 20 minutes to debate strategies. Then it's capture the flag. May the best team of alien hunters win!
Do you think we're being followed?
Well, if we are, barely anybody's moving. Oh, London traffic really is the worst.
Yanto isn't really a chartered accountant, is he?
Very little is as it seems, Soren.
Well, I mean, Yanto, he writes me snotty notes if I finish the milk. He polishes his shoes for, well, like, ages. I mean, he's just the last person you'd ever suspect of... Oh.
Yes, that's what makes him so good.
What's in those?
Did I not just tell you we're a top-secret organisation?
Yes, and now I'm inside it, right?
Wrong. These are from Ex Libris, not for public consumption.
Is it fun being a spy?
I'm not a spy. Keep your eyes on the road, please.
You're a bossy cow, is what you are.
Actually, my interpersonal skills are generally considered excellent.
You sound like a robot.
I'm not, really.
Well, where are you from, then? Or is that classified too?
No. I'm from all over. My father was in the military, so I'm an army brat, really. Base to base.
I bet you learned a few things.
You bet right. Anything in the mirrors?
No, nobody's moved more than 10 feet in the last half hour.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Yanto, pick up.
It's just ringing out. No answer phone.
That's what's worrying me. Wonder if there's anything on the news.
And I hope you're all out there doing your Christmas shopping today. That was the new J-Lo track there. Coming up, we've got Yvonne Hartman.
What the...
Shh!
And that's a beautifully played Bach variation in C, as requested by Yvonne Hartman. Yvonne Hartman. Yvonne Hartman.
Why is he doing that?
Infrawaves. Standard psychological surveillance technique. I okayed it myself. It's on the subwaves. If you don't know the name, you won't even hear it. If you do, you know they've done something bad and they're being hunted down. It's telling me they're coming. It's to make me scared.
And is it working?
Scared isn't important. Doing the right thing is. Still, it's answered the question as to whether we're being followed.
Rachel! Hi, we weren't expecting you.
How's it going?
They're taking a little while to get used to it.
We need to know, Ziggy. We need to know who we can trust out in the field. Who'll be ready when the time comes. When it gets really messy out there. And it will. Right, let me have a word with the troops.
What about if we build a foxhole?
Protect us from the spray.
That doesn't seem weirder than anything else we've done today.
This isn't really team building, is it? More like team demolishing.
Who are they? They weren't on the bus.
Whoever they are, they're pointing their weapons at us.
What are they doing?
Well, I know what we're doing. We surrender! We surrender! Oh. Oi! I just said we surrender!
Why won't they listen?
They're coming!
Take the next left. It's just warehouses down there. At least we can get out of the way for a bit and figure out where to go next.
So how did you get into doing whatever it is that you can't tell me that you do?
Worked hard at school, captain of the lacrosse team, went to... Can you hear that?
That's just a motorbike. Good way to get through the traffic. Jesus. Seriously?
I'll tell you in a minute. He's coming nearer. Get onto the hard shoulder and head for the slip road. I don't want this to happen in public.
Maybe he's just some bloke trying to get home.
Maybe. But then why has he just moved onto the hard shoulder?
We're surrendering, you imbeciles! We're surrendering!
That's Rachel.
Rachel?
Next to Ziggy, over there on the ridge. Hey! Rachel! It's Pippa, Dave, and Yanto! We surrender!
We surrender!
They're surrendering. Should we call it a day?
Oh, no. This is where we'll find out what they're really made of.
Pippa! Dave, help me! Pippa's been hit! Stay down. Stay down. Dave, you got the medical kit.
Get on it. Let's open the jacket and have a look at you, love. Bugger.
Jesus.
Oh, too late for rescue remedy. I can't feel anything. Shock, probably. Flooding my body with endorphins. I'm fine. Just cold.
We're getting you out of here.
I've got your Pips.
Yesterday, my horoscope didn't warn me. Look out for challenges.
Stop! Listen to me! This has to stop! We've got wounded! We've got wounded! Put down your weapons! Put down your... Right.
Nice shooting, Yanto Jones.
Rachel, we need an ambulance, quickly.
No, Yanto. No, we don't.
Head for the dock road. Quick, he's coming!
Bloody hell!
Words right out of my mouth.
Stop the van! Well, are you gonna shoot him?
I need to find out who the hell he is first.
Can't we just stop and, you know, reason with him?
You want to reason with that?
It's all over. I need to talk to
Stan,
you.
Stan! The Verge!
What?
We're gonna hit it!
Ah!
accidents happen.
Pippa's dead. Because you sent us out to play with live weapons. How is that an accident?
Yanto, this is war. This is what we're training for. What did you think? That you could just sit back in the stockroom and weather it out? Do you want to make field agent or not?
But Pippa...
Oh, Pippa gave the ultimate. But her death has meaning. It's brought us closer together. That's what today's all about. Bonding through adversity. That's the strength of Torchwood.
I'm sure she'd be thrilled to be part of a recruitment slogan.
Oh, look, I'm very sorry about Pippa. You know how fond of her I was. But if we wring our hands over every fatality, how can we hope to beat Yvonne? And what's coming next? You've got to be with us, Yanto. With Torchwood. You're either with us or against us.
More slogans.
Oh, listen, Yanto. Very soon, I'm going to tell you everything. And then you'll believe me. Until then, trust me.
When this is over, I am so booking myself into a spa. Soren, you hurt?
Yes.
Where?
My chest. Whoa! Oh, that's a lot of blood.
Well, let me look. It's a cut, clean, glass. Probably from the side window. Stick your hand on it, like that. That's it. Keep pressing down.
Oh, this is gross. Should I put a handkerchief over it?
Do you have a handkerchief?
No.
Well, that's 10 seconds of my life I'll never get back. Did you see where the motorcyclist went?
Over there. Besides the warehouse door. He's lying in a bit of a funny way. Is he dead?
Let's find out, shall we?
Well, there's his helmet. This isn't going to be pretty.
Hello? Hello, this is Yvonne Hartman. If you can hear me, just nod or move a finger or... or wave a tentacle.
What the hell?
Soren, go and sit in the van. You've lost a lot of blood and you're going to faint.
But he's all grey. Oh, my God. Look at his ears.
Can you go back and sit in the van?
Well, what if it blows up?
That only happened in films.
So does he.
Oh, good point. Look, just sit down and don't say a word. Now, my little croaking friend, I've got some questions for you. In English, please. You're from Planet Triple X, am I right?
Yes.
What are you doing on Earth?
Your planet is stirring up trouble. I was sent to mediate.
You're an envoy.
He's a what?
A diplomat. Keep up and shut up.
Yes. We do not want to fight again.
Well, don't come here then.
But your planet, it is sending out messages. Messages of war. It has been for months.
That's the first I've heard of it. Why would we do that?
That is what I am here to find out. From you.
From me? You're not quite up to speed on the new staffing arrangements, I'm afraid. I've been usurped. This makes no sense. We have no business with Triple X. We haven't for years, not since the 90s. Are you all right? Can you move?
No. Hurts.
Right, ready to rock and roll. Yanto, can you start sending the team over for retconning now, please? Or I could do you first.
No.
It's standard procedure. Don't worry. We'll say she died quietly at home. Everyone will mourn her. She won't be forgotten.
I want to remember her and the way she died.
Yanto.
You want my help? For what's coming?
Well, after that little display of sharp shooting today, yeah, we do.
Then leave me, Pippa.
You'll send the others?
Yes.
Don't worry. We'll sort you out. Soren. Soren!
I don't feel too well.
That's because you wouldn't sit in the van, as I told you.
No, it's because I've been in a fight with a gay psychopath, had a high-speed car chase, and met an alien from outer space.
Yes, well, in my world, that's just called Tuesday.
And?
Oh, my God, I told you to put pressure on it.
But there was a weird grey man thing.
Oh, for goodness sake. I've got a needle and thread in here. I'm going to have to sew you up.
Really?
Or you can bleed out underneath the Dartmouth crossing and people will put up cheap bunches of carnations.
Do it then. But give me something to distract myself with. Can I read those papers? The X, you know what ones?
Here. Hardly matters now. We're going to have to retcon you anyway.
That doesn't sound like something I'd like.
Come here. I'm sorry about this.
Don't tell me. I may feel a little prick. Jeez. Jeez.
Stop jiggling about. I thought you were supposed to be distracting yourself with those Ex Libris papers.
All right. The triple X who carry tri-pronged pyramid weapons. Generally hostile to diplomatic overtures, despite being an advanced race. It is recommended they are to be avoided, especially in the light of the deaths. Of three field agents and several bystanders in an exploratory meeting in 1993.
And who were they?
The names have been redacted.
Old trick. Hold it up to the sun. The overlaid ink sits on top of the ink underneath, making it twice as impervious to light as the rest of the redacted bit.
Oh, and you say you're not a spy. I can't make it out. Something or other, Peterson, something, Badawi, I think, Nob. Oh, no, Nobe. And the bystanders, something, Alan?
Something what?
Alan.
Any relation to Rachel Alan, I wonder?
Who's Rachel Alan?
That is an excellent question.
Well done, everyone! Great day weapons testing. Congratulations. Fish and chips on Torchwood on the way home.
Hey, Yanto, you want to sit next to me on the ride back? I'll let you share me mushy peas.
Oh, Dave.
Oh, cheer up, misery guts. I enjoyed that. Bit of fresh air. Never does anyone any harm, does it? Shame Pippa couldn't come. She'd have loved it. You know what she's like. Always up for an adventure.
Actually, Dave, I'm just going to sit on my own, if that's all right. A bit tired.
Oh. Yeah, all right. All right, mate. If you get travel sick, just give me a holler. I think I've got some tablets somewhere.
Thanks, Dave. I will.
For the 100th time, it's done, I tell you.
So why does it still hurt like buggery?
Because for a gigantic fellow, you're a wuss.
It's Yanto.
Answer it. Put it on speaker.
Hello?
Soren, thank God.
How's your away day?
Don't ask. Listen, that woman who was staying last night, you have to stay away from her, Soz. Stay away. She's dangerous.
Dangerous? I just saved his life.
Christ's sake.
Is Rachel there?
Who are you talking to, Yanto?
My housemate.
Give me the phone.
No.
Stop the bus!
You're on speakerphone, Hartman, but there's no one around to hear. Team Torchwood's all on the bus, so cut to the chase.
Rachel, I know. I know everything.
You don't know anything.
The Triple X came. They came to talk. They didn't understand where all the aggression was coming from, but I do. You want revenge, don't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jim Jacobin was a good man. He could have stopped it so you had him killed.
Lord Jacobin was a traitor the moment he opened his mouth to you.
I can't let you do this, Rachel.
You can't stop me.
You're not launching an interplanetary war for revenge. I don't care how much you're hurting or how clever you think you are. It ends now.
Oh, I don't think so. I've been planning this for some time.
Since the day you arrived at Torchwood.
Oh, well before then. And I'm nearly ready.
Over my dead body.
So be it.
How's our motorcycle friend doing?
He keeps gurgling, but I'm not sure whether it means he's getting better or worse.
Who should I speak to?
Milada. You need to speak to Milada. Tell him we do not want war with the Korvax.
I will.
Tell Milada. He'll do anything for peace.
Thank you.
Will you get Torchwood to send someone for him?
I can't risk it. I'll do whatever it takes to get every last piece of information out of him. Torture him.
Can you call an ambulance?
You think Torchwood isn't hooked into the emergency services? You call 999, we pick up before they do. Here, can you stand? We'd better see if the van's drivable.
Okay. You're all right, you are.
Thanks.
Maybe sometime, maybe we could have a pint or something.
I don't tend to take my wine in pints. Mind you, after a day like today.
Yeah, okay.
Finally, bit of good luck. I'll drive. I'm sorry about your van, Soren.
Ah, well, these things happen. At least my tools are okay. I always strap them down properly.
Do you have such a thing as a wrench? A really big one.
A wrench? No need. The van's running fine now.
It's not for the van.
Couldn't we, what if we took him with us?
If we move him, Soren, he'll die. If we leave him here, they'll find him and make his last hours unendurable pain. It's kinder this way.
It's murder.
It's war, Soren. And not a war of my making. By and large, I'm a peace-loving individual. But when war threatens my world, I become a warrior. And I will do my duty for Queen and country.
Blimey.
Look, take the van, drive away. Don't worry about me, I'll catch a cab or something.
I reckon a 36er should do it.
What?
Pipe wrench. 36 inches. I don't need it back.
Thank you, Soren.
You coming back?
Oh, I don't think there's any way back now.